the book of Western religion. The Jews invented God, the Catholics brought him to earth, and the Protestants made him our friend. Then God suffered the fate of all tiresome houseguests. Familiarity breeds contempt. With that, we dragged him into the 20th century to die. Afterward, the other sophomores and I ran off for the woods, read aloud the poetry of Arthur Rimbaud, and lit one another's cigarettes with our Zippos. Let me say that my general attitude about religion has mellowed since then into a courteous indifference. On most days, I side with the churches and synagogues and the everyday political battles that are called religious by the newspapers. My libertarian bent tilts enough against government that I don't get too excited about people who want to pray in schools or erect creches or Stars of David in front of City Hall. And yet, if I'm angry or been drinking, I am quick to say that when it comes to goodwill on earth, religion has been about as helpful as a dead dog in a ditch, and that in this century, it's been little more than a repository of empty ritual and a cheap cover for dim-witted bigotries. So, imagine the reaction of many of my friends and relatives when I announced that I was going on a pilgrimage, and not some secular skip up the Appalachian Trail, but an ancient and traditional one. I intended to retrace the famous medieval route to Santiago de Compostela, Spain. Tucked into the northwestern panhandle of Spain on the Atlantic, Santiago is a few miles inland from Europe's westernmost spit of land, Finisterre. As its name implies, it was widely believed to be the end of the world until 1492. The road began in AD 814 when a hermit in the area stumbled upon the body of St. James the Apostle. Since then, the road has been walked every year, in the Middle Ages by zealous millions, in more recent times by curious thousands. For most of the late 20th century, pilgrims to Santiago followed the shoulder of a blacktop highway paved by Generalissimo Franco. Then, in the early 1980s, scholars based in Estella, Spain, reacted to public concern after at least four pilgrims had been run over by trucks. Using old maps and ancient pilgrim accounts, the historians recovered vast sections of the original footpath, still serving as mule or cart routes between the hundreds of poor villages along the way. Sections of the road were also intact in France, but once a modern pilgrim crossed the Pyrenees into Spain, there it was, a slightly wrinkled beeline of 800 authentic kilometers due west, following the setting sun by day and the streak of the Milky Way by night, over the craggy hills of the Spanish Basque territory into the wine valleys of Rioja, across the plains of Castile, through the wheat fields of León, over the alpine mountains of Galicia, and finally into the comfort of the valley of Santiago. Depending on where I started, the walk could take 2 months, maybe more, since pilgrims are supposed to arrive in town just before James's feast day on July 25th. The idea I had in mind could not have been more simple and appealing. I would fly to Europe and spend the belly of the summer walking to the end of the world. Despite my many obvious disqualifications for being a pilgrim, I had long had an interest in the tradition of walking the road. After all, one could dress it up as with all kinds of rationales and ritual, but stripped down, a pilgrim was a guy out for some cosmically serious fresh air. So in the beginning, it was the very simplicity of the idea of pilgrimage as a long walk that attracted me. Little did I know. The medieval argument for pilgrimage held that the hectic routine of daily life with its business obligations, social entanglements, and petty quarrels was simply too confusing a pace for sustained thought. The idea was to slacken that pace to the natural rhythm of walking. The pilgrim would be exiled from numbing familiarity and plunged into continual change. The splendid anarchy of the walk was said to create a sense of being erased, a dusting of the tabula rasa, so that the pilgrim could consider a variety of incoming ideas with a clean slate. If escaping life's hectic repetition made sense in the Middle Ages, when time was measured by the passing of day and night, then it seemed to me reasonable to reconsider this old remedy now that we schedule our lives by the flash of blinking diodes. This idea was a lot more than a Saturday hike or weekend outing. A pilgrimage would mean subletting my New York apartment, quitting my job, and resigning my generous health plan. I would live on foot, out of a backpack, among old pueblos, some